Proclamation number 3395 of 6th of January, 1945. Dissemination of spiritual knowledge. Through the grace of inner enlightenment, knowledge opens up to the human being, which enables him to make great spiritual progress in a short time if he uses it correctly, i.e., contributes to the spreading of pure truth. For the human being is only introduced to spiritual knowledge for this purpose. Only when truth is spread amongst people will it have a beneficial effect. For if only the individual person knew about it, he would not derive any particular benefit from it because he cannot utilize it. For knowledge is only ever of value when it can be applied, that is, when it can be conveyed to a fellow human being. The person who cannot communicate, who closes his spiritual knowledge within himself, is no better off than a person who has no spiritual knowledge. For the former's possessions are dead goods which lie completely idle and thus lose their value. Spiritual knowledge, however, should help to recognize the eternal deity. Anyone who has recognized God himself also tries to teach his fellow human beings this knowledge, because he knows that striving towards God is the purpose of earthly life. If he does not impart this knowledge to people, then he has not yet recognized God himself. Then he has indeed received the knowledge intellectually but not with his heart, and then it does not have a beneficial effect on him either. This applies to the person who receives knowledge but does not pass it on. But anyone who is enlightened by God's Spirit will also use his knowledge, for his love for his fellow human being impels him to communicate with him and thus to spread the truth from God, for he knows that he will thereby lead souls to God who, having recognized him, will also strive for him with their heart. Thus truth leads to God and therefore it should be spread on earth. The human being can indeed be negligent, but then the knowledge he has gained will not fulfill him. Then he will not have received it with his heart but only with his intellect. But then God's Spirit, which only turns what he has heard into spiritual knowledge, will not have been active in him either. Therefore, the human being who receives spiritual knowledge must be active in love so that he will be taught by the Spirit of God, i.e., that knowledge will first be made accessible to him through the Divine Spirit, even though it is imparted to him by the knowing fellow human being. A life of love is absolutely necessary if the pure truth is to be spread. Both the giver and the receiver must be in love if they want to derive the right benefit for their souls from the truth. If they want to recognize God and strive towards him, then they will be urged from within to share themselves. Then they will only accept the knowledge themselves and the desire to be able to distribute it, and then they will also be able to use the knowledge according to God's will, and they can also be given through the Divine Spirit in the richest measure, for then they will work for the kingdom of God. They seek to lead people to God through truth, and they are now restlessly active because the knowledge makes them happy themselves and impels them to also make their fellow human beings happy. Amen.